Welcome to Sundays with Sandy, a new segment on Last First Date Radio, where we believe it is never too late to go on your last first date. I'm your host, Sandy Wiener. I'm a dating and relationship coach, a communications and boundaries expert, and I want you to go on your last first date. The Golden Bachelor is all the rage, especially if you're dating in midlife and beyond. What's the appeal and what's not working? What can we apply to dating in real life after 60? The showrunner of The Golden Bachelor, Claire Freeland, said, "This is not an age group that's necessarily highlighted or celebrated in mainstream media. Women are still vibrant. Women are still interested in having a connection or a companion or a relationship, in doing adventurous things and having romance in their lives, even as they get older. People are still interested in love, no matter what age they are." I couldn't agree more. The Golden Bachelor, Gary Turner, is a 72-year-old widower with a moving love story about his late wife that pulls at our heartstrings. He has a lovely smile, old-fashioned Midwestern values, a healthy lifestyle, and a hairline that most men would die for. The 22 women who are vying for his love are equally impressive. They look amazing with a little help from Botox and facelifts and whatever else they had done. They've had careers in education and real estate, finance, cheerleading, and competitive aerobics. Most of them play pickleball, and they range in age from 60 to 75. Here are three things I like about The Golden Bachelor. Number one, it seems to be more authentic than the other Bachelor seasons. These women are not looking to become Instagram influencers. They seem to really be in it for love. Number two, it's refreshing to see a show that normalizes and celebrates people over 60 who are seeking a loving partnership. It gives hope to other people that it's never too late to find love, whether you're dating after loss, divorce, or you have never been married before. And number three, the series portrays aging in a positive light. These are interesting, active, fun, flirty singles. And now here are three things that I don't like about The Golden Bachelor. Number one, it's not a realistic portrayal of the average 60 to 75-year-old. From Gary's trim body and full head of blonde hair to the sexy bodies and wrinkle-free faces of most of these women, this is not how most of us look at this age, and it's not how most of us act at this age. I'm afraid there are going to be many people who compare themselves and feel inadequate. Number two, Gary still seems to be having a very hard time grieving over his late wife. And I'm concerned that he might not be ready or really open to finding love again. We'll have to wait and see. And number three, aggression and manipulation win. This is a bachelor issue. I feel bad for the women who are less pushy and aggressive, and therefore they don't get a rose and they go home. What do you do if you're a bit on the shy side? Obviously, this is reality TV, and you've got to be pushy and aggressive. Here are four things we can apply to dating in real life after 60 that we learn from The Golden Bachelor. Number one, be memorable. The women who come up with something creative and tasteful make the biggest impression on Gary. I think we should do the same on a first date, from preparing our conversations that are interesting to wearing jewelry or clothing that sparks conversation. Number two, shoot your shot. Even if you are shy or introverted, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. So bring more of your authentic self to first dates. Number three, be vulnerable. Share how you feel about the person you're meeting. This is what so many of the people do. They share their feelings. They share their thoughts. Share something personal that you have in common. And number four, be a great listener. Most women already do this. We listen. We don't always share about ourselves. But Gary responded most to the women who are making eye contact, who smile, who listen, who show empathy. Will Gary find love again? We'll have to wait and see. In the meantime, I encourage you to watch the show and look beyond the glitz, the sappiness, and over-the-top dates and see what you can apply to your own love life. You might be surprised.
If you are ready to get unstuck, gain new tools, become more empowered, and finally find your last first date, I'd love to talk to you. fill out an application to be considered for a complimentary half-hour love breakthrough session at lastfirstdate.com/application. That's lastfirstdate.com/application. I look forward to talking to you soon.